rabbit in the backyard.
Really?
Is that code?
Yeah. Oh.
Do you have to poop?
I just... Is that a window? I thought it was a laptop.
What? What, my, the light?
You look like you're looking directly at the screen.
Oh, there's a rabbit in the backyard. He's a big one. He's a big one. He's eating
so big you need binoculars? You have
berries? Well, you know. No, I'm just kidding. Dingleberries.
About the rabbit?
Yeah.
So you made it up?
No, he's there. He's eating something. I don't know what, though. He's hopping. Oh, he's coming close. Bridget, get ready.
He's coming for my wife.
Prepare to intercept. Well, I promised I would tell everyone that Brandon killed a spider for me about 5 minutes ago, and it was scary. It was a big spider, and he just pounded it with his fist.
You didn't even get like a shoe?
No.
I was the shoe.
Did he let out a battle cry?
No, but I definitely...
It was silent yet deadly.
Skylar, I am the shoe.
Toe the line, Skylar.
There's a party here in Duskfall, and you've been invited. Well, not so much as invited, as much as lied and snuck in under false pretenses. In a convoluted plot that would make Agatha Christie proud, our heroes have snuck into Watt Manor to steal a priceless artifact and replace it with another. Why? Because I'm the DM, that's why. So far, the crew has managed to sneak in undetected. They've broken up to search for clues. Squish and Lady Amora head to the basement to look for the artifact. Juckles has gassed out the host and is now making his way upstairs. And the captain has created a scene and is having a pity party in his favorite room, the library. But is there more going on? Why does Lady Amora want to find the artifact? And who are the other guests at the party? Why are there multiple demons in the house? There are multiple demons in the house?
I saw a lot of spooky things when I went to attuning.
Oh, why can't the captain capture ghosts? And how many onions are in Juckle's hat? That's a need-to-know basis.
The world may never know.
No, not even Juckle's knows how many onions are in his hat. Because they multiply up there.
Oh, they're getting freaky on your head?
Yeah, onion sex.
My God.
Money.
That sounds really layered.
You joke, but one time, well, not one time, it happens a lot. I have potatoes in a cabinet and I forget about them, and then I go to touch the potato and they've got all these weird, disgusting eyes on them.
They have more potatoes?
Yeah, it's disgusting, and I honestly, it creeps me out, so I throw the whole bag away.
Oh, we still eat them.
I get icked.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I just pull those off and eat them.
See, yeah, I like potatoes. My potatoes out of a bag, heat up in the microwave, some water thrown on them, like the astronauts did.
They're still astronauts, though.
Well, they did that, too.
They do that and did that.
I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too.
Oh, is that Mitch Hedberg?
Mitch Hedberg, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome. You guys are, hope you had a good 2 weeks.
I did not listen back, but it did sound like you guys did. I listened to the end because I was looking for a spot to end it, and I did hear the gassing out, which was very funny. I laughed at my own joke.
We hid in a bush drinking and smoking cigarettes, waiting for the wait staff to come out.
And we smoked all our trick cigarettes.
And Squish came out and was like, what have you guys been doing? And we were like, you've been smoking and drinking cigarettes. There was a half-hearted plan of getting a really long trench coat.
Oh, yeah, I do have a note on here that says denim tuxedo. I think, Squish, that's what you're wearing.
Yeah, that's my fancy wear. Oh, man, that should have been the name of the episode, Smoking and Drinking Cigarettes.
Chuckles.
Smoking and drinking cigarettes.
I mean, really, that's just a good party.
Is it, though?
This pen's not good, I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
I'm going to change the name of the episode.
Garbage.
We'll probably remember it more.
Right. instead of "this is my fancy shirt."
It was his fancy shirt, though.
It was just a shirt that said tuxedo on it. It wasn't even a picture of a tuxedo. It just said tuxedo.
I mean, that's pretty fancy. I didn't expect to see that.
Yeah, I expected to see a red frock coat.
Yep, that's always an occasion.
More like red frock dress.
I mean, one man's dress is another man's frock coat.
What's the frock part?
It's the, you know, part of the whole ensemble.
Oh, that means he doesn't have a flying fig.
it's the name of the company, the frock company, and they make it out of fresh frock. Now, frock shut the frock up, all right, about my damn coat.
It's a formal men's coat characterized by a knee-length skirt. It doesn't say what the frock is. Maybe it's for frocking?
I mean, we could always use it as a verb. I mean, it seems like that could work in this world.
Perhaps inspired by the then-casual country leisure wear frock. Oh, man, this is a deep, deep lore behind this code. And all right, I have to turn this off. Oh, dear.
Oh, there they are. I didn't know if that worked for a second.
Oh, he died.
Nothing. We're starting now.
Oh, it's a birth.
It's like a race, you know, like a shotgun for a race. What are they? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
That'd be a sweet-ass race where they just blast a shotgun into the air.
You guys are in Watt Manor. You're trying to steal stuff. I think everyone's got a pretty good idea of where they're at, right? Does anyone need a refresher? Brandon, Captain, you're in the library. Reading on top of a pile of books, reading some of them.
I'm pretending I'm passed out and I'm actually drunk, so I'm trying to get in character right now.
Well, that's
Chuckles,
good.
You just SBD'd your way to a staircase to go upstairs. And speaking of staircases, Squish and Lady Amoria are about to head downstairs. So, who'd like to go first?
The gang's splitting up.
Split.
Let's split up. And search for clues.
Split the party. Shit. Split the party. I don't know. I don't know what's going to be more. Andy said he had a plan. He told me.
Oh, no. Just in case that there was a demon.
Well, there is a demon. I found out.
There's multiple demons.
Yeah. Ding dang demon.
There's two that he felt on this floor.
Oh. Okay. Well, then I'm gonna walk downstairs with Amora.
All right.
That's Amora.
Y'all can see the basement?
Oh, sweet Jesus, there's a pentagram.
I can see it, yeah.
Brandon, you can see it?
The pentagram? Yeah. Okay. One big pentagram.
Yeah, so you walk down the stairs to the basement. It makes kind of a sharp turn to the side. And you kind of come to just a general basement landing. It's just a basement room. There's a long hallway that extends forward with some openings on either side.
All right.
Lady Amoria is not 100% convinced about being down here. She kind of keeps like looking back over her shoulder. You know, we really, really shouldn't be down here. We probably should go back and join the party.
Yeah, but I don't really like the artifact is down here.
Are you sure? Because
no,
that's not what.
That's not what.
Not what I heard. But
what did you hear?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear anything. But I mean, why would they keep it in the basement?
Well, where else would they keep it? It's not anywhere on the main floor.
Well, did you guys look on the main floor?
No, the maid told me.
Oh,
told one of us.
I think she told Chuckles, who then told it to you while you were eavesdropping on him, and while he was also eavesdropping on you.
Yes.
Oh, that old bit.
So I want to ask her, why are you interested in finding the artifact?
I honestly wanted to buy it straight off of Watt. I didn't want to do any of this auctioning. I'm not a big believer in violence and competition like that. I just thought if I could just pay for it, he'd give it to me. But wouldn't you know it, he's just not agreeable to that.
What a dick.
Something about owing a debt to the Red Sashes and all this, and I don't really care, but...
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If the artifact is down here, you can have it. Good. Well, you can buy it from me, because I'm going to steal it.
It's a big
Why do you want to steal it?
I got paid to.
By who?
I don't remember his name.
Do you know this guy is real, or did you imagine him?
No, he's real.
Oh.
My buddies saw him, too. They talked to him, I swear.
Was your buddy the one that collapsed on the bookshelf, sobbing?
Yeah. I had him do that to cause a distraction for us to get down here.
Thanks for the cover, dude.
Yeah. All right, so I want to just keep walking. Is it lit down here?
It's lit well enough. It's not like super bright, but there's enough that you can. There's nothing going to pop out and scream at you or anything.
Okay.
Because you're walking along, and the first kind of section, the doorway you get to onto the left-hand side, is just a room filled with some general, like, artifacts and, pictures of family and
photographs. But not the artifact photographs. I'm looking for.
No. It's definitely, like, a very dusty-looking room. It doesn't look like anyone's been there in a while. It's more of a storage area than anything.
Sorry, tap a more... Amoria, on the shoulder. Be like, see, there are artifacts down here.
She looks in them and kind of rifles through them, and she goes, these are all just about the Watt family. Like, Watt family, she pulls out a scrapbook that says Watt family vacation 79. Just a scrapbook full of their pictures. In this world or in general?
The vacation.
79.
Just 79 AD?
Well, you know how they do like the comma year.
Right, but what is it? What is the comma?
It's like 20x1, man. It's like, you know.
All right.
I'm in the past.
I broke the illusion.
What year is it?
What year are we in?
It's around the Victorian times without being on Earth.
We're in 546 since the fall of the Emperor.
Oh, okay, something so like we do have a time.
No, you don't. I made that up.
We would have believed it. Like,
she pulls out boxes and rifles through them, and it's like baby's first, you know, haircut, and, you know, uncle, great aunt, Uncle Winnie's, you know, college papers, and just kind of general family junk.
Oh, save some of that hair.
All right, she passes the bag of hair to you.
I put it in my pocket. Or under my hat.
Put it in my butt.
My butt.
Right. How much hair was there? Like, how much hair did baby have? It had an entire bag.
The Watts are notoriously famous for being born full heads of hair.
Full mullets, right out of the womb.
All right, I just start walking away down towards the back.
You pass some empty. Well, it's a dungeon, but you just pass some empty cells. There's nobody really in there, but you know, there's like hay on the floor and some just general detritus.
I don't know what that means.
Garbage.
Oh, why couldn't you just say garbage?
One room beyond that is it's called a secret room, but it's just kind of a warehouse. There's like a working table, a bench table on it, some boxes covered with...
Back here?
Fabric, yeah.
Okay.
Back here, yep, right where you are.
No guards or anything, huh?
Nope, there's nobody down here.
Oh, okay. Can I do a survey roll?
Yeah, go ahead.
Risky standard.
Yeah, it's fairly well lit. It's a pretty normal area.
Oh, well.
What was that? A 3? Because my screen just froze.
Yeah.
It doesn't look. There's nothing really of note in here. It just looks very dusty. You do notice that there is kind of some footprints leading over to from one passageway, like on the left-hand side, over to the other, just directly across the hall. Like, they didn't stop in this room. They just went from right across. But Amoria's getting more and more antsy, and she's just like, I really don't think we need to be down here. People are looking for me upstairs. We really just need to turn around and just head back up the stairs. And she kind of starts pulling on your arm.
I think there's only like one more room to check out.
I really don't think we need to keep looking. I mean, it's pretty, nobody's down here. I mean, you don't see anything, right?
No, you see these footprints in the dust that are not mine, I assume.
No, they're not yours. She really is just kind of antsy, and she's like, if you don't turn around, I will, and I will let Watt know exactly what we're doing.
Oh,
and he'll bring guards down here. And throw you out, and throw your friends out.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I guess we'll go back.
Are you going to turn around?
Yeah, I'll turn around.
Oh. And you're going to head back up to the top?
Slowly.
Bridget, when you...
You're slowly...
When you turn your microphone, it sounds like you're farting.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just didn't want to hear you. You had to make you listen to me drink.
Well, I don't want to hear that either, but I also don't want to hear you fart. It shatters the illusion. All right.
I mean, or does it?
I mean, oh, right.
All right, so you head back upstairs, back to the library. Chuckles, what are you up to?
Well, I farted my way because it was a distraction, right?
Yes.
And
you were going upstairs.
Yeah, I was sort of like slinking upstairs. You know, like when someone like hugs a wall and like sneaks up the stairs. I'm not sure what I'm doing up here. I'm looking for the artifact, but not really sure where to start. I snuck up here without really thinking about why I was sneaking up here, but just that we got to cover a lot of ground.
So you sneak up the stairs and you get to the top floor. If you like towards your, if you're coming out of the stairs and you're here, drop you on here.
All right. Do a flashback, I think I want to do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right before we split up getting into the house, because Andy went through the front door, Squish went through the front door, and me and the captain were going to hide in the bushes. We talked about our plan about, like, meeting up. Like, if we split up again, like, we're going to meet up and then split up again to cover more ground in the house. I would like to put like a timer somehow that we know that we're going to meet back up at a certain time in a certain place.
Do you want to flash that out?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we act out.
Go over there behind and I'll come up or I'll go in and I'll find a door that we can go through.
Okay. So wait, what are you doing, Andy?
I'm trying to play into the flashback.
You're in the flashback.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I assume we're going to have to Scooby-Doo this at some point and split up and cover some ground.
That is probably a good idea or a good thought.
All right. We should meet back at some particular time in a particular place. Maybe we'll meet back up in the kitchen.
You want to do the kitchen?
Well, I don't remember. Were you walking in as part of the wait staff?
Me, no.
Okay. Were we walking in as part of the wait staff?
We had one invite, so I went in.
Oh, okay.
And then I just went out to the back where the wait staff were smoking and let you guys in.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, then maybe we should just wait. I don't know. Where do you think we should meet, Captain?
I don't know.
What about, like, in front of the bathroom?
the in front of the bathroom. Oh, yes. We could all pretend that we have to go to the bathroom at the same time. It's a good excuse.
That's our rendezvous spot?
Yes. Yeah.
So now, how will we know when?
This is going to be great because none of us know where the bathroom is at.
Right, but we're going to have to find the bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some time period. Minutes, perhaps.
Just to give you guys a sort of reminder, there's an hour before the auction starts where the piece will be hidden. There's an hour where it'll be put on display, and then the auction starts. You guys are 40 minutes into your first hour.
Okay. So in 20 minutes, it'll be on display.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So let's meet 10 minutes before it goes on display.
All right. That sounds good.
And then talk about what we have, because then we might have time to swipe it before it goes on display. We'll have 10 minutes to swipe before it goes on display, depending on what we find.
Ideally, we would want to do it before it goes on display.
I don't know.
Well, otherwise, on display, there are a bunch of people around it.
Not if they
There definitely are. There are guards and several other people in front of the room, or in the room where it's being displayed. You saw that when you walked in.
Unless
right.
One of us has onions, and we cut them, and everyone starts crying, and then we steal it. Although I guess we'll be crying too.
All right. Well, so you're not going to be. You're used to it.
Yeah. You got that right. All right. Well, we'll figure that part out later.
Okay. Sounds good. All 10 minutes before it's being shown.
So I have 10 minutes to look around and see what I can find.
Yep.
Half sprint, kind of like a supermarket shuffle. And try all of the doors to see if they're unlocked.
Sure.
Okay.
So the first, do you want to move your piece so I can tell you?
All right.
Yeah. The door in the back? Yeah. Locked.
All right. Does it look important to me?
No.
All right.
No, it's a room at the back of the house.
All right.
That door is locked, but you do hear voices behind it.
Voices. Children?
No, adults.
Okay. Does it sound scary?
No, they just sound like they're talking amongst themselves, but they're on the second floor, and they definitely shouldn't. You know when it's supposed to be on the second floor.
I'm not supposed to be on the second floor.
Correct.
All right. I would like to push my ear up against it.
Sure.
Can I hear anything?
Yes, you can. Give me 1 second.
I don't have 1 second.
This is for me. This is a roll for me. This isn't anything for you guys. So you hear two people up there. You hear a woman, two women. They are just talking amongst themselves. But you can kind of overhear as them talking, them saying, how do you plan to get your hands on the piece? And the other woman is like, I have no idea. I can't even find the damn thing. And the first woman kind of swears a little bit, and she's like, shit. I didn't really want to have to do this, but I might have to bribe him. It might get violent down there. Are you ready for this? And the second woman, you don't hear her response, but they continue to talk behind the door.
All right. I don't really want to have to do this. Did they say what they were going to do? I was thinking very hard the entire time. I would not be good at this heist stuff.
It's about to get violent. Okay. It might get violent.
All right. I would like to kick in the door.
All right.
You have lockpicking skills.
I know, but this is all part of my plan.
Okay.
And it's so this feels like when Andy was like, I'd like to dive into the garbage pit.
Well, they sound like old ladies. Ahead.
So you want to wreck the door? You just want to kind of destroy it?
Yeah.
You manage to kick in the door, and inside are two women. Let me grab them really quick. One of them is a very dark. Everyone is very formal, but this woman is a dark-haired lady dressed formally in uptight clothes. Her name is Lady Avaranthi. And then she is talking to Lady of the Night, Madame Teslin. And they both turn at you, and they're not happy to see you. But they're also a little shocked because you obviously just scared the shit out of them by knocking through the door. And Madame Teslin turns, and she pulls out a knife, and she goes, "Who are you?"
This is a very, very stupid question. There are guns in this universe, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to point my fingers out like a kid playing cops and robbers and say, "The jig is up, ladies. I know what you're up to."
And Lady Avaranthi, the more well-dressed, the finer of the two, kind of puts her hand out to the other one and says, "Hold on a minute. Do we know you?"
No, you don't, but you're about to, and you guys are busted. You're in serious trouble right now.
The two ladies look at each other, and Madame Teslin puts her knife back, and where she puts it, you don't know, because she's not wearing very much, but it just kind of disappears upon her person, and Lady of Rafferty smiles, and she goes, "I think there's been some sort of misunderstanding here. Do you know who I am?"
To be honest, no, but I heard the whole thing, the whole conversation, the plan. I know, and we've been investigating this whole thing, and we found you.
Found us doing what?
Oh, your conspiracy, your dirty, dark conspiracy. It's shameful, Miss Avaranthi. It's downright shameful.
She kind of laughs. She's not intimidated in the slightest. She's like, "Well, why don't you just come in and sit down and we'll talk about this. We don't need to get violent or anything like that. Nobody was being serious."
"How about this, lady? How about I go turn you in right now? I got half a mind to turn you right over to the authorities."
"You could do that, but seeing as I'm an Aruvian diplomat, I pretty much have diplomatic immunity." And
"A what?"
"I don't think anyone's going to..." "Aruvian diplomat?
What the hell's a diplomat?"
"Well, for starters, there's someone who can't be arrested by a tuxedo-wearing man who smells of gas, onions, and pointing his fingers at me."
"Wait, wait, wait. A diplomat has that ability? I'm just learning about this now." "He has immunity to shit?"
How can I become a diplomat?
"Is there a course? A subscription I can..."
"Is there perhaps a community college I can attend?" What? No. No, wait. I don't smell like gas. That's not what you're smelling."
"Then what am I smelling?"
Nothing. Never mind."
Lady Teslin, Madame Teslin kind of just laughs at you. She's a very beautiful woman, but you can definitely tell she's a little ragged around the edges. Kind of a lady of an experienced night walker, as you were. Some might call her a night jogger at this point. She kind of laughs too, and she's like, "You're cute. You're kind of funny. You sure you don't want to come on in here?"
I'm in here already, and I'm going to turn you in if you don't tell me what your plan is. The rest of your plan. And I want in. If I can't turn you in, I'm turning you in."
"We've heard," Lady Arathi says, "we've heard that there are rumors that someone is going to try and steal the statue tonight. And obviously, we wouldn't want anything bad to happen. As a Aruvian diplomat and a Aruvian myself, I understand how important this artifact is to my people. And we're just concerned that there are people who would try to do it harm and are trying to make sure we protect that against any eventuality of that sort."
Yeah, you and me
you
both.
"You wouldn't know if anyone's planning on stealing the statue tonight, do you?"
"No, I don't know anything about that. I don't know how anyone would be able to do that. It seems impossible to me, really, honestly."
"But if you were able to do it, how would you do it?"
"As an academic exercise. We should team up to protect it."
Well, I mean, I'm certain that Mr. Watt has it under lock and key. So we're just wanting to make sure that nothing happens after the auction.
So who's getting violent with who here?
Well, she's no longer trying to get violent with you.
No, I'm saying that aloud.
Oh. we've heard rumors. There's this this silly little group called the Truth Seeker Society, and they're one of those where, oh, it belongs in a museum.
You know, they sound like real nerds.
They really, really are some real nerds. And I understand their sentiment. All of the people should be subject to Aruvian's culture and beauty, but it goes to the highest bidder. It's a privately owned piece that's being privately sold. Madam Teslin, at this point, by the way, is no longer paying attention, and she's definitely like found a flask in another part of her body that she's pulled out. Maybe her hip, but maybe not. And she's starting to drink it while she's sitting at this table.
So what are we going to do now?
Well, you could close the door and continue on your way. We could all go downstairs together, or I don't know. Do you have a third option?
No, but I need to be down in, let's say, 5 minutes stairs. I need to be downstairs in 5 minutes to, use the bathroom. So I'm going to catch you later. Unless, lady, what's the harlot's name?
The sexy one?
Yeah.
Windermere.
Teslin.
Teslin?
Teslin.
Unless, Teslin, you think I'm cute?
Oh, I think every man's cute if they pay enough money.
All right. Well, see you later. And I slink away.
All right. Chuckles, you want to try any of the other doors?
Maybe, but I've been taking up a lot of time, so I don't know
if
I have
time. Yeah, you've got about 5 minutes left.
Yeah, so I take a look at my pocket watch and decide that I have to go to the bathroom quite badly.
All right.
All them onions.
And then I pop my head in the door as I walk away. I kind of do the thing where I disappear and I turn around. Where is the bathroom?
I think it's on the ground floor.
Right. It's a big floor.
that's a good question. I don't know if the place has a bathroom.
Uh-oh. This is going to get real messy.
I take it back. There's a closet between the drawing room and in the hallway. Right off the hallway, there's a closet. A water
that's
closet.
That's the bathroom, though.
And, lady...
It was the hat... It was the coat room before. Now it's the bathroom.
Has any suitor paid you in produce? And I tip my hat like this, and there's an onion inside.
No. And she slams the door on you.
Well, those were the shots.
Well, not that cute.
All right. I'm going to head that way and patiently wait for... my teammates.
Captain, what have you been doing?
Oh, I've been passed out on the books. Can I do a perception check or something to see who's around me?
Sure. You could just do a survey first. Is that one survey or a study? You can do study.
I did survey.
Okay.
Survey says
partial success.
Partial success. So you can tell, looking around you, that Squish and Lady Amoria haven't come back up yet. It's you, a guard, and then a few other people have just kind of wandered in here. One is a very strange man in like paint. His face is painted white. It's got like, I think, very French revolutionary, you know, kind of goof. With the wig. He's got a hat on. Here, I'll show you a picture of him.
I'm having issues zooming in. How do you zoom in? I'm having... it's like blurry. I can't see anything.
I don't know about it being blurry, but you should be able to... I don't know.
What's the zoom in function?
Like we've done, I know mine works with one. Mine works with the scroll wheel, so
yeah.
Oh,
I think before we've changed the setting, you had to turn the touchpad settings on.
Thought I did.
I thought you did too, but maybe not in this game.
I threw a picture of this guy in the chat.
Oh. Okay.
Do you see him?
Yeah.
All right. He's just poked his head in the room too, and he's like, "Gracious, what's going on in here?"
It's a party here in Agrabah, and you're invited.
I pull out another
full giant bottle of whiskey out of my coat. You look like a man who likes to party. How about you party with the old Captain FitzClyde?
All right. And he sits down next to you on the floor in the pile of books and takes the bottle from you and takes a drink.
Oh. How do you do? Cheers. I'm sure I'm in one of these books. I'm the great ghost captain, the ghost pirate.
Ghost captain? Well, that sounds very exciting. You've seen some of my paintings, of course. You know, I'm Lord Raffaello, painter, humanist, eccentric, you know, one of those types.
Right. I'm the same way.
Well, he takes another sip of your whiskey and says, "Do you prefer to be on the floor?"
No, I'm just kind of waiting. What was I here for again? Mission. No, I'm here to party. No, I'm here to read. I'm reading.
Well, certainly there are more libraries than in the private home of Mr. Watt to look at, quite right?
Right, but Mr. Watt probably won't know I pushed over his bookshelf.
I mean, no one can will think that, he says, as you're sitting literally on top of the pile of books, which has fallen over.
Right, no, yeah. We should get out of here.
What's are you hitting on him?
I mean, no. I mean, just because he's cute.
You can't really tell a lot of his features under that powdered wig, but he is not, like, incredibly old. He's middle-aged.
So he's desperate.
So what brings you to these parts?
I don't really have a stomach for this sort of artifacts, whatever, and this historical, you know, nonsense. But this is the party to be at. I don't plan on actually auctioning at this thing. Do you? Bidding on it?
No, I've heard there's a pretty big trinket they're selling at this thing.
Yes, have you the lion? Have you heard what it can do?
I've heard it looks like a pretty bad-looking lion.
Oh, you are a cat, and he slaps your arm. No, it can tell you anything that you ask of it that the lion might know.
Do lions know things?
Apparently this one does. He speaks.
Wow. So you're saying, like a human?
I've never heard it before.
So are you saying he's some sort of humanoid lion?
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I don't think his mouth actually moves. I think it's a magical enchantment, not like he's an actual humanoid lion.
But... Oh, all right. it's sort of like a metaphor. I see.
I suppose so. Have you checked out the other items in the display case?
Anything good?
Oh, I have no idea. It all looks very priceless.
Priceless?
It's going to make for a terrible auction.
Oh, no. I honestly came in, I found some booze, and I found their books, and I got content with doing that. I'm sort of going through a little bit of a midlife crisis right now, I think. I'm not sure what's going on with me. I'm very incompetent lately.
Incompetent or incontinent?
Oh! I think I meant impotent. Anyway. anywho, yeah, so I kind of I fell apart on these books. We're on some sort of mission.
Well, if you're feeling incontinent, you should ask that lion, something. Maybe it'll help you. You could bid on it. Do you have any money?
Oh, yes. Several ounces of it.
Oh, and you see Raffaello kind of like wiggles up a little bit closer to you, and he says, do tell.
Well, I'm a very well-known pirate. I come from the seven seas of... What was the name of that? I forgot. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The character. The seven thieves.
Footmouth.
Sea. What?
It was called Footmouth Sea.
Yeah, the foot. I've just got done traveling the Footmouth Sea, I think. And I'm a very successful, famous pirate. You may have heard of me. I'm probably in these books somewhere. I could just find myself. There I am. Midlife crisis talking about finding myself, right? anyway.
Well, Raffaello picks himself up off the floor and he goes, it was quite nice to meet you, Captain. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name?
Captain Adric Fitzclyde.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Fitzclyde. I have a few other guests I need to, hang around and schmooze with. But if you're ever looking for a fellow drinking partner, you'll find me over in the drawing room. And he kind of leaves the room.
Cheers! Wait, do you know where the bathroom's at? Oh.
So it is now 50 minutes in. It's 10 minutes before you were supposed to meet up in the bathroom. Where are you guys all doing? What y'all doing?
Well, I'm waiting at the bathroom. Just sort of looking around, pretending that I'm waiting to get in the bathroom. But there's nobody in there.
I'm asking Lady Amora where the bathroom is and if she could show me.
Yes, it's in the front hall, and she leads you out into the front hall to the bathroom where you see Chuckles waiting. Oh, it looks like there's a line.
I'm walking around talking to people, asking them questions, but I forgot what I was supposed to ask them about, which is the bathroom. Do you know where the laundry room? Wait, where'd that one guy go? The lavatory? No, he went to the drawing room. You know where the drawing room's at, and by extension, is that the bathroom?
Need to draw piss.
It turns out I'm just talking to a portrait.
Wow, he's wasted.
Yep, this is a rough time in my life.
He's kind of, you see the captain kind of stumbling down the hallway, just pointing at random portraits and maids as they pass, and then occasionally a reflection at himself.
Captain!
Oh! Juggles! Giles Xander Juggles!
We're over here!
Is this the line for the drawing room?
Are you drunk?
No!
And you smell... I get a whiff, and you just reek of three bottles of whiskey that you've managed to pull from some orifice.
You are wasted!
I don't know what happened. It just happened, man.
You weren't supposed to maybe pretend to be drunk, not get drunk.
No. The thing is, you got to learn how to hold your liquor on the high seas, I've been drinking whiskey for very many years, and I am a man who can hold his liquor.
No, don't. Stop talking. Look at me. Look at me.
Yes?
I'd like to slap him. I want to slap some sense into him.
Yeah, but use the wreck. Use the wreck attack, though.
The wreck attack.
Yeah.
What, and just wreck his face?
Well, if you roll successfully, sure.
Is that really what I should be rolling? I mean, I guess I don't know what else it would be. I'm not tinkering with his psyche.
You could do skirmish.
I guess
if you didn't want to, if you didn't want to just go straight out and deck him, and you just kind of wanted to slap him, kind of just like upside the head. Yeah, I would say a skirmish.
Yeah. Is there like there's not like an intimidate or like a what's how do you
you
how
could
you
do like
people or like convince them?
That would be like a sway or a consort where you'd kind of be like friendly with them.
No,
it'd sway be would like, be more of like trying to like can like. You know, convince them in a like a manipulative sort of way. You could command him, which is like yelling at him.
No, I
none of which you
him.
Have, by the way. I'm gonna wreck it.
Partial success.
You slap him, and he stumbles backwards, not to the ground, but definitely, definitely back. And it's loud enough that other people kind of turn and look at you.
Wow. I stumble looking. That didn't feel like partial success.
No, he insulted my family bloodline. Nothing to see here. Just sober
all
up a little
I
bit.
All I said is your family's very layered, you onion pickling son of a.
I would hope as part of the partial success, I made him a little bit less drunk.
Yes, you did. He's a little bit more sober now.
Which actually walks into the bathroom.
All right, I'll follow him into the bathroom.
I stumble into the bathroom.
And now we're in the bathroom. What are we going to do now?
In what is clearly a one-person bathroom.
Tell me you guys found it.
The statue. No.
You didn't find it?
There's nothing downstairs.
Oh, there's nothing upstairs. Well, I don't really know. I didn't check all of the doors. There were some creepy old ladies, and one girl was very into me, but I had to turn her down. Captain.
Did you offer her an onion?
I did. Would you know it? Captain, did you find anything? I hesitate to ask.
I found a very nice powdered man.
Bottle of whiskey, apparently.
And a powdered man. He was on part of.
You didn't tell him your name, did you? your real name.
I mean, I assume he knew it already. I mean, I'm the captain.
All right.
I'm a staple.
I mean, I did uncover something afoot. An Aruvian diplomat is apparently
I've never heard of a diplomat.
Immune.
Is that something I can learn to do?
You know what? I never heard of it either. I thought she made the word up, but it turns out it's a word that means you can't be guilty. So perhaps we should look into that at some point. But apparently this woman has already gone to at least one community college and is now a diplomat.
And, yes, we'll have to write that down for later.
Right.
I love these running gags that go across games. The diplomat, the humanoid lion.
So I think she might be after it, and there might be violence, but I still don't know where it is.
She didn't tell you?
No, it was really confusing because at first I was trying to make her think that she was in trouble, and then I felt like I was in trouble, and, I kind of left. Oh.
You didn't point your fingers at him like a gun, did you?
It's almost as if you were there. But I couldn't think of anything better to do. So, we've got 10 minutes. We still don't know where it is, but we will know where it is in 10 minutes.
We've got nothing.
We could just buy it, baby.
I don't think we have enough money for that.
No.
All right. Here's my plan.
Don't say drink more.
No. As soon as they put it on the stage, you guys create a distraction, and I'm going to run and grab it.
No. We're not supposed to steal it. We have to switch it with the fake.
Oh, yes. You're right.
Thank God someone was paying attention.
All right.
Wait.
Who's supposed to?
Let's put it on display right now before they put it on display.
Stealthy.
Huh. Yes. And then when they try to put it on display, they'll be like, what?
All right, I'm the most drunk, so I think I should do it.
I don't think that's true at all.
What, you don't think I'm the most drunk? I'll prove you wrong.
No, you're definitely the most drunk. Is the rabbit back?
There's two of them out there.
Oh, are they going at it like rabbits?
No, one's a little baby one and one's a massive one.
Okay.
Ooh.
Power dynamic.
Actually, I kind of like that plan, Juggles.
Yeah, I'm good on my feet.
Yeah, I heard it.
I'm not sure what they're going to do when they see something already on display.
So what, we're just going to sneak up there right now?
Do we know where it's going to be on display?
Confusion. Yeah.
Yeah, here. You see the junk boys? The room it's in? This one.
Over here. Junk boys.
That's outside. It's inside. Yeah. All right, it seems like there's a lot of people in there.
Yeah, but, we cause distractions.
Yep. I know where we can get a few good fart sounds. Not sure that's going to work again, but...
I can barge in the room and do something captain-y.
Yes. Pretend to be a rich old captain that
let
is
me go in first,
retired
though.
And just come into a lot of booty. Yes, like Rodney Dangerfield in Caddyshack.
All right, I can do this.
Let me go in first, and I'll get settled in over there.
Perhaps because
I'm the one with the decoy.
Perhaps in a fern.
Let's not rule that out.
Okay,
but
what do I
preferably
do?
Not. I don't know.
Is it a display case? Has anyone seen where this thing's gonna be on display? It must be in a locked case.
Are you asking me, or are you just asking in general?
I have to ask each other.
I think last time I saw where it was going to be displayed.
Okay.
Whether or not it was in a case, I don't remember.
I can unlock it with my tinkering skills.
Is it in a case? Bridget, I'm asking you.
Okay, sorry, your screen is frozen, I wasn't sure. Yes, it is in a glass case.
Okay.
It's not yet, though. It's an empty glass case.
Yeah, there's nothing in there now. Some of the other artifacts in there are not under glass cases. Some are, but this one definitely is, and it's in the center of the room in, this main arched table right in the smack dab in the center.
Okay. All right. That sounds good, Juggles. Captain, give us, 5 minutes
of
before you create your distraction.
I can't make any promises.
Okay, 3 minutes? I don't know. I don't know which way we're going here.
I'm just joking. It's an expression. I'll be fine. Let's go.
Oh, boy. Okay, so then I exit the bathroom and walk into where it's going to be displayed.
In there are two guards. There are two Aruvian individuals with swords. One is a taller female. One is a very tall male. The male looks familiar to you guys.
Yeah,
you're not quite
does.
Sure where he's from.
Aladdin, the movie.
It could be Aladdin. there are also two other members in here. They both look like members of aristocracy. One male, one female. Both kind of, tight-lipped. General frown on their face sort of types.
All right. So, Squish, you're walking in and, getting into, a position?
Yeah.
All right. I am going to walk in and just start perusing the wares, trying just to avoid people coming up to me and talking, trying to avoid eye contact, pretending to look at things, looking around the room, my hands in my pockets, maybe whistling, or just making a whistling pantomime, but not making any noise. And waiting the 3 minutes we agreed until the captain comes in.
Yes, I am doing the same thing, except on the opposite side of the room. Captain.
I thought I still had to wait a few more minutes.
I mean, yes.
You don't have to actually wait the 3 minutes, though.
Right.
You made a big deal about me, made it. Okay.
Just to give you some timing, you have about 5 minutes before the artifact is supposed to come down.
All right, so I come in and I kick open the door.
Everyone immediately turns towards you. The two Ruvians have swords, and they kind of just put their hands on them. The two guards also kind of turn as well.
Gather around, my friends and fellows. I have a story to tell you about being a pirate on the sea. Let me tell you the story about what I saw, thought was a most beautiful mermaid, and turned out to be the most beautiful fish. Come on, gather around, I'll tell you all about it. And does it work? Do I have to roll a sway?
Yeah, you know what? Let's see.
Or a command.
Or a rack to see if you kick the door open.
The door wasn't even locked. It was like slightly ajar.
He broke his foot.
What do I have to do?
So do you want to command them to come closer?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have one plus one because you have your eye patch.
That Give me helps a second. My thing went missing. The toggles at the top that give me to do that.
Do you have your character highlighted if you click on it?
There it goes. Okay.
I want to help him too.
Command.
So you're going to get command plus two because you have one, and then Andy's going to help you.
Can I help him too? I don't know how.
Sure.
No, I think only one person can help.
You need to tinker. Only one person can
help. I think
you need to
tinker. I do need to tinker.
What's the point of all of us distracting if none of us gets the thing?
No. The way I help is I tell the guards, like, you guys should probably get him the fuck out of here.
What?
He is drunk.
I thought what you were going to do was something like, oh, come on, guys, let's go listen to this guy. He sounds great.
Is that Captain Fitzcarl?
Gather around Captain Edric Fitzclyde, the famous ghost pirate of Duskfall.
Okay. So you can
shake my head. He's choosing his real name.
No, I guess you succeeded. So as you're talking, people are gathering around you. The two guards are kind of sneaking along the other side. They haven't kicked you out yet, but they are definitely closer to you than they are to the object. The other people are also starting to pay attention to you as well. The two rich people in there, and then the two Aruvians. Holy shit.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
I typed a chat message. I forgot it makes it zoom on my character.
Yeah.
It's fine. No, my whole screen was blurry. Now everything's clear.
Everyone is starting to surround the captain. Captain, continue on with your story.
Please. Oh, I'm just telling all sorts of exotic stories about attractive fish. and how I was trying to catch my my great white whale that was actually a seal. So my great white seal. I'm after him because one time I was eating on the deck and he ate my meal. So that's the
seal
deal.
Seal ate your meal, and that's the deal.
And he stole my meal. It was a steal, all right? So that's the deal.
He's bombing out there.
But everyone's looking at me. That's the point. And I'm also doing this weird finger gun thing where I'm like, hey,
hurry White up and pick some seal.
Steal my meal.
Yeah, that's how it went.
<it's> so stupid. But he's got him captivated.
I know I am.
And the
fuck.
And the guards are they coming for him too to like throw him out?
It's a mixture of they want to throw you out, but you actually haven't done anything besides been really loud and obnoxious.
At a fancy party.
At a fancy party.
In a frock.
Are at least some people, like, you know, are they into it?
Please.
You know, you notice out of the corner.
Success. That means something, right?
Out of the corner of your eye, you see two people who have come. They can hear you across the house, including Raffaello, the powdered man you met before, and Turnswall. You guys remember him?
Oh yeah, he made our shit, didn't he?
He's the expert.
Yeah, he kind of comes stumbling in. He's been drinking all night as well, and he puts his hand on Raphael's shoulder, and he goes, "Hey, I think I know this guy.
I know how we can get him sober."
So the captain has drawn, needless to say, quite a crowd.
Nice. I'm gonna start tinkering on this box.
Okay. Go ahead and roll for tinker. It's gonna be a little desperate. Or what's one below? Because it's risky normally. I would say it's desperate. Because you have a time crunch here.
All right.
Pretty tight one.
Push yourself.
I would like to push myself. Wait, then what am I taking on stress?
You'll take on two stress, but you'll also get an additional roll die.
So I can. That's the modifier, plus 1d.
Yes, and then don't you have like a...
Awesome skills, probably.
You probably have a lockpicking kit.
Well, I think I have a standard load, but yeah.
But I don't think you have, besides your finger guns, I don't think you've loaded anything yet.
No, they're registered weapons. Okay, sure. So then, yes, tinkering tools. I got those in my pockets.
All right, so it'll be plus two.
Plus the one I already have, or... Two together, all together.
Two all together.
Okay.
Plus one for pushing yourself, if you still want to do that, and then plus one for...
whatever your tinkering is.
Yeah, right, on top of your tinker.
All right. I mean, it's automatically calculating that, so... All right.
Holy shit.
Only partial.
tell me how you tinker this glass case. The lock is not particularly, it's not magical or anything like that.
Okay. Was it difficult for me?
Yeah, I think maybe the stress and the timing of it made you a little fumbly.
All right. Well, I'm looking over my shoulder the entire time watching Captain just finger gun from left to right, talking about various fishes, marlins, whales, seals, crustaceans, just all manner of wildlife that he may... or may not have fallen in love or lust with. Yeah, or mistaking them for various mer people. And I'm fumbling around. It's not immediately clear that how to do this because it's just like such a fancy lock. And I look over at Squish and he's sweating, I think, or I don't know, Squish.
Yeah, I'm just watching you fumble with it.
Okay. But I feel an immense amount of pressure.
Like rubbing my forehead. To get rid of the sweat.
Yeah, and I'm dabbing sweat off of my forehead, too, with my tie. And I just keep going, and eventually it pops open to my surprise. I wasn't even expecting it to open at the time it opened, but it does pop open. And who has the fake?
I do.
Okay. I motion over for you.
All right, I walk over, and I place it in the container.
All right. And I slam it closed, and I look over at the captain who's eyeing me over the shoulders of everybody he's talking to while he's telling just poppycock stories, and I give him two big...
As soon as you finish putting the fake in there and you're locking, you're giving him finger guns, you can hear from somewhere in the house some chimes like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It is 1 hour has passed, and the fake or the real one is about to be brought out.
I still don't know what we're going to do after this squish. I feel like we're flying by the seat of our pants here.
Yeah, that's our MO.
All right. I have an idea.
What's your idea?
My idea is perhaps we can get the expert to declare ours the real one.
But that's not what we want.
Well, I thought we wanted to sell the fake one.
No, we want it to be known after it's sold. The expert's going to come in and tell everyone it's fake.
Oh, to embarrass them.
Yes.
Right. So that's going to be not great.
No. So we have to steal the real one somehow in the confusion.
Does anyone have a smoke bomb?
Let me check my loadout.
Does anybody have any chili powder?
What about human hair from a baby?
Ah, yes, the most flammable hair of all.
That's true.
That's why they put those little caps on them.
On the babies?
On the babies. Yeah, you see babies, they always put hats on them.
Oh, no.
It's because the hair is so flammable.
I've never seen a baby.
What?
Are you talking as Chuckles or as yourself now? Is this in or out of character?
Sometimes it's hard to know. All right. I'm starting to slowly walk towards the door and the captain.
Squish, what are you doing?
I'm going to hang out by the back table still.
Okay.
But, like, I'm going to walk away so it doesn't look like I was the last one by the...
Right. The real casual-like.
Yeah.
I'm standing on this detritus now, kind of, like, just, like, doing this, like, even though I'm talking, like, telling a story.
Captain.
Like, I'm conducting an orchestra.
Captain.
Yes?
This is me. Chuckles. Your... Boy, what am I? Your cabin boy.
Ah, my cabin boy.
Yes.
This was the lad I was telling you about.
Yes,
Charles Andrew Chuckles.
Right.
He's my cabin boy. Yes. I'm so proud of him.
This is the one that actually landed the mermaid.
We have some places to be, and I'm trying to get you out like when a politician's assistant is trying to get them out of the place. You know, we have places to be.
All right, well, I've got to go, my friends, my fellow friends and audience. You have been a great one. What a crowd. What a crowd. I couldn't ask for a better one. Vote for me in the voting season. Whatever that means. What are we doing? Am I running for election? No, I'm doing something.
No, you... All right, let's just go.
Look for me in the funnies.
As you turn and go down the hallway, you see Watt... And two men behind him. These are two guards, and between the two of them, they are holding a little box on their own little glass case with the lion inside.
Is there anybody else in this room?
No. Everyone has either backed away from this strange screaming man, or they're inexplicably drawn to him. So everyone, the hallway itself is empty.
All right. I need to make a desperate move, I think.
All right.
I'm going to punch one of them and give him a real low blow. One of the person that looks like they have the most control over the egg or lion, whatever the fuck it is.
You're just going to punch one of them.
I want to do like one of those old tricks where I do that, where I shake in my hand and they look up into your hand and I just punch him right in the nuts.
All right. Captain, what are you going to do while he goes and punches the guard?
I'm going to grab... oh, shit. Fire.
Oh, no.
The rabbits.
They're exploding.
Sorry, it spooked me. I'm honestly.
Maybe we should take a quick break. before we continue.
Maybe you should close that damn window. It's been nothing but distractions.
I just need to run and get something to drink. If you want to take a quick break.
Okay.
This is awkward.
Really, Brandon and Andy are the glue that hold this group together.
Do you think they're with each other right now?
No. That'd be ridiculous. But what if they were?
But sometimes you and Boo are with each other.
That's true. Sometimes. Oh, man.
How will they get out of this one?
Yeah. Listen, throat punch was not in my in my potentialities list.
Do you have a potentialities list?
No. Oh, I try to think.
You're a way better DM than me.
I try to think what you might do, but every once in a while, throat punch just sleeps through the cracks.
No, it's nut punch.
Oh, nut punch.
I have an idea for a flashback when everyone gets back. If I may.
Oh, of course. Ugh. Never the matter.
What is that? Is that Harry Potter?
No. It's from this parody someone made of the new Velma TV show.
Have you watched it?
No. I've watched the parody a lot, though. So.
Oh. I've seen the trailer, and I felt like that was enough.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Scooby-Doo. I really like a lot of it, and it seems like Velma doesn't really like it as much.
Andy does, too.
Like, the show.
Oh, they're not. You know? They're making fun of it, and not in a good way.
Yeah, but in like a, not in like a, ha-ha, isn't this a little archaic and funny, but more of like a mean-spirited way.
What is this?
I don't like her, ever. Mindy Kaling.
Oh, yeah, I don't like her either. Yeah, so I refused to watch it as soon as I knew she was involved.
Watch that video that, did we send you that video? The scary the one? Yeah, where it's like...
Yeah. Never the matter.
Where it's like, yeah, that was a good one. You should watch it. It's pretty eldritch.
I like eldritch.
Are you smoking in my house?
Without my consent?
He just saw a rabbit explode.
Yeah, cut the he's got PTSD.
And then I started dying because it scared me. I inhaled my spit.
Explode now?
I'm going to explode. All right, so what was I doing? Someone was grabbing something before the fireworks happened.
Chuckles, who are you punching in the dick?
All right, so I have a flashback. You said that there's two guards, and between them they're carrying this big artifact. And
they're carrying a box with the artifact in it, yeah.
All right. I'd like to go in a flashback to when we're all in the junk fort and it's nighttime and we're all just laying in our various sleeping corners, and I ask if anybody's awake, and everyone is awake, and we stand around the hole like it's a campfire, and we talk about like just stories. And I tell this story about like when I was a kid and I was in this situation in which I was feeling very desperate, and these two kids were holding my lunchbox and they were keeping it away from me. And then I just started punching nuts. But when I retold the story, I had like this very unique and like, I don't know, what do you call it? Like violence in my eyes that you could see. And I think, Captain, you saw that look of desperation and violence in my eyes right before I walk up to these people. So you know what I'm about to do, which is just go nut hunting.
He's got that look in his eye.
Exactly.
Everybody run!
No, don't tell him to run! I mean, I don't know what you do, but you know that I am backed into a corner. I am desperate. I'm going to punch these people in the nuts. Because we do have to... we're stealing it, right?
You do have to do something with that other artifact.
It has to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I think I've got a plan.
Well, you're in the other room, though. And yeah. I'm about to go nut hunting.
I hear Captain yell, he's got that look. And I start running out to see the nut hunt commence.
All right. Watt is oblivious to your nut hunting rage, and he just walks up to you guys and he's like, "Hello! The artifact is here at last. We're just going to go put it in the ballroom or the study."
He's in the middle of talking. He's in the middle of talking, and I just jack him in the nuts.
As soon as he says ballroom. I just imagine ballroom blitz. Ballroom blitz.
All right, you knock what in the? Is that what you'd like to do?
I'm at a loss, but yes, I had that look in my eyes. He warned him.
Okay,
that's gonna happen. You have to roll a wreck. You have to wreck his balls.
I don't know how I could help you in this.
Is that what you're saying to them or to us?
Well, I think about it. I think it.
Like everyone turns.
Telling you two here that I wish I could help you punch this guy in the nuts.
Oh, he's got that look in his eyes.
Punch the owner of the house, the host of the party, in the nuts.
All right. I don't know if this is a great idea.
Doesn't he have to roll?
Yep.
Yeah, no, he does. If you want to punch him in the nuts, you can wreck him. Or you could come up with something else to do in your blood rage.
My nut rage. And I am going to stress myself. I feel like I don't really have a choice at this point.
Yeah, it's a desperate maneuver. This is pretty risky.
Pretty desperate.
I'm going to start walking towards the two carrying the box. All right.
You wail on this poor guy. You get him right in the graham crackers. He doesn't even think. He just crumples to the ground, and the two guards just stop. Just dead, just because they've never seen someone get punched in the nuts quite so hard.
I got two more where that came from.
You lads better run. He's on a run. He's on a rampage. He's run.
And I start like a bear.
I go, oh my God, what a maniac. And I look at the two guards. I'm like, you have to get him. And you, one of you has to get him. One of you has to help it, help Watt out.
The guards don't really know what to do. So one of them hands the box to the other one. And he rushes over to Watt and is like struggling to get Watt to stand, who is just completely like crumpled in pain at this point.
He's completely crossed.
Just completely can't. He can't think. He can't breathe. And he just kind of has his hand over Watt, and he's kind of like, as Watt's limping, you know, upstairs. Then, he manages to take him upstairs.
Well, I want to sway the other guard, the guard holding the box. That give me the box. I'll take it into the room. Everything will be fine. You have to go look after, or you have to go get the guy that assaulted him.
That's me, Andy.
You're going to try and sway him, convince him?
Yeah.
I pretend to grab Chuckles like I'm holding him back. Like I'm a, you know,
stand here, man. What are you doing?
So are you going to assist him by making him look real scary?
Yeah, yeah. And Chuckles, when that guard gets close, wail at him.
Wail on those nuts.
Okay, Squish. Squish, I'll give you a plus one from Brandon for his assistance and try to sway him.
All right, I'm going to push myself too.
All right, make sure when you're pushing, you give yourself one stress. I know you don't have take stress normally, but.
Yeah. No, I don't take injury.
Oh, that's right. You don't take injury.
Yeah, I've been giving myself the stress.
Okay, perfect.
It's good to be the
risky.
Squish.
Risky?
Yeah, risky. I mean, this guy just saw someone get, like, knocked out, punched in the nuts. I think it's pretty risky. He gives you he gives you the box. And he starts to kind of walk. He follows the other guard who's struggling to help Watt upstairs because Watt has just become stiff as a board at this point. He is incapacitated.
All right, I take the box. I start walking it towards the ballroom.
Right. Oh wait, you didn't say that out loud. I was gonna say Watt says, "Don't say that word."
I'm just gonna take this to the ballroom now. The ballroom. All right, and then I walk it up to the table, but I go behind the table, and then I set the thing on the ground, and I'm going to break the glass and take it.
Inside the ballroom, or?
Inside the ballroom, I'm gonna bring the real lion out there.
Okay.
I'm going to set it on the ground, and I'm going to break the glass and take the real lion.
Okay. I mean, it's just glass. I don't think you need to roll anything special for that. You definitely are able to take it.
But he doesn't have any toes.
In my hat.
He puts it in your hat. When you put it in your hat, you hear a little voice just go, "Hello."
What the fuck? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, no. This thing is cursed. I'm hearing voices now.
Do we need a refresher on what it looks like? It is cursed.
Oh, shoot. I forgot what it looks like. That is a cursed lion.
Hello.
Hello. All right. So you break the glass. You steal the lion. Everyone's kind of gathered into the ballroom at this point because now the crowning joy is on display and everyone starts to go and look at it. People are filtering in and out of the room. There's supposed to be another hour before the auction takes place. What would you guys like to do for an hour?
Well, I feel like the guards are still coming after me.
They're going to help Watt upstairs, but you have a few minutes.
Oh, none of them are coming after me.
No, they were too. They did not hear what happened in the hallway. Because surprisingly, punching a guy in the nuts doesn't make a lot of noise.
So I've been holding this guy for 10 minutes for nothing.
Oh, I thought they saw me. I thought Watt was like right in front of him, and everybody saw me just wail on this guy's tallywhacker.
No, so everyone was in the. It was either out in the drawing room or in the ballroom, and Watt was coming down to bring the lion into the ballroom.
Oh.
But they hadn't done that yet.
Oh, I thought I was okay. All right, because I would have. I think in that case I would have just hit the guards. But I guess I wailed on.
But you didn't.
Yes, I did. Nut rage, Captain. I don't know what came over me.
I don't know either. It was definitely something.
Yeah,
that was a little nuts.
Yeah.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. I don't remember. We don't need to. Oh, I don't know if we need to be here. We just need that guy to, I guess.
Yeah, we got to.
We
need
that guy to not. I mean, he's already drunk. So Squish might have to slap him.
Oh, yeah. I'll slap that guy.
Slap him sober. But I think me and the captain will start going out to the break area and see if we can't find some cigarettes to drink.
Drinking cigarettes.
All right. Captain, you're going outside too?
Yep. I could use some sobering cigarettes.
Turnswallow is... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, Turnswall is in the ballroom. He's overlooking all the pieces, and he's kind of, you know, bringing his glasses down and squinting at them and putting them back up, and you know, just you can't quite tell if he's stumbling for sure.
All right, so I asked him, like, are you okay to tell everyone that one's a fake? Like, I whisper it to him.
Fake? I don't think any of these things are fake. I, of course, can do my job. What do you think I am? I'm not some surly pirate fornicating with fish. You know, I'm perfectly. And he says this, he's blowing a whiskey breath, an onion breath, because you gave him an onion soup earlier, into your nostrils. I'm perfectly fine.
Oh boy. Oh, you need to sober up a little bit.
I've never heard such a preposterous thing in my life.
I'm going to slap him in the face.
Wreck his face.
Wreck his face.
Right, wreck his face. Wreck his face.
Nope, fail.
You slap him, but this does get the attention of the guards, and they're like, is there a problem here, sir?
Yeah, this guy... is being a jerk. He's
jerk.
He's blowing onion whiskey in my face.
And they look at Turnswallow, who's you know very wobbly and kind of and they take him by each arm and they say, "Let's go!" And they lead him to the front of the house, open the door, and proceed to throw him out.
But he's the expert.
Yeah, well, we done fucked that up.
Everything was going so smoothly before.
Yes.
Oh no.
So Turnswallow is out on the front porch. Yep. There he goes.
I'm sure he's got it under control, Captain. I'm sure this is easy sailing on the way out.
Oh yeah, everything's gonna be This was a fucking mission done so well.
I stick my head out the door and go, guys, it's fucked up.
What do you mean it's fucked up?
Turnswallow just got kicked out.
That's not good. We needed him.
No. Yes.
Did you get his glasses?
No. Why would I get his glasses?
I don't know, but I thought maybe it would work as a disguise.
Why don't, yeah, exactly. Why don't one of us pretend to be Turd Swallow and we'll authenticate it ourselves?
Although I feel like we each have quite a high profile at this point. I mean, one of us is red.
What, my coach?
But arguably, the red ones caused the least amount of damage. One of you wailed on a guy in his nuts, and the other one knocked down a whole bookcase in the library.
And told very, and told very invigorating stories.
Some of which may have been true.
I'm sure some of them had to be.
Wait, this guy in the library.
Yeah.
He looks smart.
Is he? Oh, wait. So the lion is a Ruvian?
Yes.
And these two people are a Ruvian?
Yes.
Okay, I want to go talk to the girl.
All
right. I say we just take the thing and run.
Oh, so Squish was just talking to himself, and then he disappeared. And Chuckles and the captain just kind of look at each other. Do you know what he was talking about?
He said everything was fucked. I don't know what that means, but let's take the lion and get the fuck out of here.
Can't be good. He has the lion in his hat, I think.
Oh, my God. We need to get that lion.
And I pass
they can tell us how to get out of here.
Hey, lion. I want to talk to the lion. Do you have a name?
If I told you, I'd be lying.
Oh, great. Oh, no. Now we got two of them.
No. I don't need a punny bastard.
No.
How can I convince everyone that the other lion is fake? Like, is there some sort of tell?
Well, if you had an authenticator, you could do that.
Yeah, he's not here. He got drunk and onioned.
Have you considered pursuing a degree in Aruvian history and becoming an authenticator yourself?
No, but on that note, do you know where I can become a diplomat?
Oh, I think you have to be of some high political standing first. Or so there's no, have to be rich.
So there's no like community college for that.
Oh, I haven't gone to university in such a long time.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, back on target. Is there like something only you have that the fake wouldn't?
The fake one can't talk.
That is true. And then I start screaming. I demand to know if this thing is real. Wait, want to hear it talk.
So do you call attention to yourself? Like, do you hit like a glass and say, everyone look at me?
No, I just scream really loud. Okay. And I point at the fake one.
Wait, don't you think you should pass out the real one to us first before you go in screaming at the other one's face?
Don't you wait? I can't trust you.
I think we have to wait till they auction it because they have to buy it first and then we embarrass them.
Oh, right.
So, I mean, you could just sit there for an hour.
Yeah. I go back to the bathroom to talk to the lion a little bit for an hour.
Some quality time with the lion?
We don't have to go through. We don't have to play it out. But
okay. You're just asking it questions about itself. Yeah.
There will be flashbacks to this in the future.
Perfect. Squish, Captain, anything you guys want to do while you're chilling out for...
I feel like we were super confused and also we're all hopped up on cigarettes. We start stitching our clothes together just in case we need a long trench coat.
I mean, except for my frock coat.
Oh, what were we stitching together before?
I think it was pieces of carpet. It was curtains.
Carpet or drapes. Okay.
Some
drapes. Oh, yeah. Wasn't it Dee Dee's bed?
No, yeah.
Covered in hair.
Dee sleeping on the floor tonight.
There's no way we don't need this later. Just in case.
Right, Captain.
So what are we doing?
Well, I was just saying we were hopped up on cigarettes and we started back on our original plan to make a really long trench coat.
So who's getting on top?
We're very proud of ourselves and yes, you say, who's getting on top?
All right, Chuckles, you're shorter.
Get on top. And I grab you and just throw you up on my shoulders.
Hey.
Get that trench coat on. And, you know, here, I don't know. Comb your hair to the other side.
They'll never notice.
And put on some glasses. We're Clark Kent in this thing.
We don't have glasses.
Oh.
Give me your patch.
There you go.
All right. Let's wait until we're called upon, though.
All right. So we start walking in.
No. I guess I'm not the legs. We're not going in. No. I'm hitting you on the head. No.
What are we doing out here?
We're waiting for Squish's signal. Just take us over by the window and we'll watch from the window.
All right. Walk by the window.
This is this really, really tall guy in a trench coat standing outside the window.
Ignore me!
With an eye patch?
Definitely not a pervert.
I turn, I see you standing outside the window and go...
I open up where his crotch should be and stick my head out.
Yeah!
So are you guys just kind of waiting for the time to run out until the auction starts?
Yes.
Okay. We're just going to go ahead then and just jump straight forward to the start of the auction. An hour has passed since you wailed on poor Watts Balls. He has not come back. The guards have come back, but they are looking for you and not a very tall man in a frock standing outside. So they're a little lost.
The eye patch threw him off.
The eye patch did throw him off. Lady Avarathi, the lady you met before, chuckles, is kind of comes up to the front of the room, and she goes, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, our host is indisposed, so I will be hosting the auction tonight, loath as I am to lose my opportunity to bid on this thing. If everyone is gathered...
One coin.
Sir, the auction hasn't started quite yet. Is everybody...
Two coins!
Keep up the good spirit. Are you guys still going to stand outside, or are you coming in?
No, we're not.
Oh, we're coming in. No.
What?
I start moving.
We're not going in. We are not going in.
I'm very drunk. We're like wobbling around. I thought you sobered up.
I tried to slap you again.
I'm going to smack your head against the top of the doorframe as we go in.
Ow.
So the bidding starts in earnest. Did I hear two coins?
Three coins.
Three coins. All right. Somebody from the other room calls back. I'll do 3,000.
Oh, shit. I am out.
Why are
all right.
You bidding?
Are you two planning on bidding?
No, I think what we should do is we should barge in the war room and claim that is a fake so that Squish can get out as quickly as possible in the confusion.
Or I make the winning bid.
With how much money? What money do you have?
You just said three.
Fake, so I'm going to be like, well, I need to be proven it's real.
Yeah, but do you have that much money?
No.
She just spent $3,000.
This house has a dungeon.
Yeah, but if I win it, I then demand it to be real, and it's fake. Then I don't have to pay, right?
Why don't we just cut to the chase and be like, I call that a fake. Confusion is caused, and then you run away, and we'll jump out the window.
Well, one of us will. The other one will hit the sill. Right.
Well, does it has to be sold first, right?
I mean,
somebody has to buy it, but presumably everybody in this room wants to buy it, or at least one person does.
So why don't we just watch till it sells to anybody and then accuse that it's fake?
Yes.
That. Yeah, I am out. I am out at 3,000.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying you don't have 3,000.
I know. I'm saying out loud in the auction. Yeah.
Where's your card?
It only says talking IRL and narrating. So I don't have an in-character one.
Not a character. I'm a character.
Well, the bidding quickly goes above your taste level. It goes up to 5,000, 10, 15, 20,000. Lady Amoria bids at 15,000, and she's counted out quickly, and she's pretty pissed. You can tell she's just real flustered by this, and she walks over to you, Squish, because she realizes you're not no longer in the bidding as well as the bidding continues, and she goes, can you believe this? $30,000 for this thing?
Yeah, I don't even think it's real.
Oh, it's absolutely real. It has to be real. I mean, who would bid that much money on a fake object?
Well, they don't know it's fake. I mean, I don't know it's fake, but it doesn't.
Knuckles, is it our time to go in?
No, not yet.
All right, you tell me when. I'm going to start running.
Okay. Where?
Into the room. We're going to scream it's a fake.
Yeah, because we're looking through the window. You can't see through the window, but I can. No.
The bidding continues. It goes up to 50,000, 60, and then finally at 75,000, the bidding stops and it is sold to, give me one sec, Madam Teslin, the brothel owner from earlier, 75,000. She gets it sold to the.
So I walk over and I knock on the window.
What's that?
Hootie hoo!
As you knock on the window,
that's the sign. I start running.
We're running.
Before, as you run into the room, Captain. But before you can say anything, Lady Amaria goes to the front of the room and she goes, I am incredibly sorry to do this to you. And she pulls out of her handbag a real gun and points it at the rest of the group, including Squish and including the extra tall man in the back of the room.
After he hit his head on the door on the way
Maria,
in. Yeah.
After all we've been through?
I'm really sorry. I didn't want to have to tell you this.
It's okay.
Either I go home with that
Chuckles, what's going on?
Or I'm blowing up this entire building with everybody inside of it.
With bombs?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wait. So why do you have the gun?
To make sure nobody finds the bombs.
That's a pretty good argument.
That's why you didn't want me to check out the other room.
And that's why you didn't think I was cute.
That's why you had a gun-shaped thing in your pocket.
That's what that was.
I thought it was a penis.
I thought you were a man. I want my money back. Wait, what does she want? What do you want again?
She wants the lion.
The lion? She has the lion.
No, she didn't win it.
No, different person.
Prostitute won it.
Right.
The one that turned you down. But that's not the one that's holding. Lady Amoria is holding everyone up.
Oh. Okay.
That was the one that went down in the basement with Squish.
Oh, right. So, I see. Well, Lady Tutoria, why don't you just give her the lion?
Me?
Please? I do not want to be blown up. Yeah, Lady Teslin, give Lady Amorian the lion, please, for the sake of us.
Absolutely not.
Well,
you hear her yell.
Well, sounds like that's the end of that argument.
I have another.
The guards are slowly approaching Lady Amoria, but she waves the gun at them. She goes, if I don't say a particular word at a particular time, everyone in this house will blow up.
Sunflower. Is that the word?
Shovel.
No, it's not the word.
Pantaloon.
Discombobulate.
Rosebud.
Anti-distance, fabulous Terry.
I can't say it. What do you? What, how do you say it? Chuckle sute.
Dandelion.
Daffodil.
Tulip.
Flower. As you guys are saying the word, she keeps just moving the gun between the three of you.
No, well, she doesn't know I'm in. She doesn't know I'm his pants.
Your crotch.
Lady Amoria. Check that out. See if it's a fake.
And she looks and she goes, it's behind a glass.
You have a gun. Shoot the case.
I will not let any damage come to this piece. You think you think that's how we treat our precious historical artifacts, is we just treat them to be bought and sold and shot at?
Okay, if you don't get it, you're going to blow it up.
Better to be blown up than in the hands of some snooty aristocrat who's only here so she can throw money around and show everybody how impressive she is. Do you even know who this woman is?
No.
Really?
She looks like a hooker, though.
Yeah, she's the hooker. She's the head of the brothels.
I know that, right?
She allows women to be sexually exploited for her own gain, and then she uses it to buy hard-earned historical artifacts. I am not putting up with this for a second longer.
I knew she looked familiar.
Does anyone have the key to the lock? Or to
the one I saw in the parking lot earlier.
Yeah, I saw her upstairs. That's the one I saw upstairs.
The one you slept with?
She's so into me.
It's probably because of the onions.
That's what I said.
Does anyone have the key?
To what?
Watt does.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Oof. Wow. He's not going to come down anytime soon.
Yeah, and a couple other things aren't coming down either.
I don't think he's going to come down, especially if he finds out his guests are being held up by gunpoint and his house is about to be blown up. I wouldn't come downstairs either. I'd just stay in bed.
Well, I see.
Should we go up and get him, Chuckles? We'll go up and get Watt. You guys handle this thing out, and we'll go out and get Watt. Chuckles, we're getting out of here. We're going to go get Watt. No. We're going to go out the door.
Wait. All of this is coming from my crotch.
And as you said, we're going to go get Watt. Two of the four guards that are in the room kind of go and point their swords at you. By the way, Amoria says, definitely some of these guards are my own. At least those two are. So if you're going to go anywhere, they're going to make sure that you follow you and don't have any sort of funny business.
Yeah, right. All right. Let's just be real here. Let's all start being honest. Let's let down our guard a little bit. I think we got started off on the wrong foot.
Tell me you got dialogue.
I jump off of the captain's shoulders and say, all right.
And I'm shocked.
We were two people the whole time.
Are you still wearing the extra long coat?
Yes.
So he looks like a toddler in his dad's clothing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this whole time I just felt terrible about it. But you know, sometimes things aren't what they appear. And Chuckles is trying to wink.
At who?
The crowd.
But aren't you still wearing the eye patch?
Oh, right. So I'm looking the wrong eye. But sometimes things are not as what they appear. Just keep that in mind. Might want to...
Right. Like, I convinced you that I was a highfalutin member of society, when in truth, I am part of the Truth Seekers society.
Bastards! We don't like them, right?
You know, they're Indiana Jones-esque.
Yeah, they're a bunch of nerds.
It belongs in a museum.
Can I get up to the box? I claim I can open it.
You claim a lot of things.
Yeah. Chuckles, you can unlock it. You've already done it.
Shh!
I whisper that to you.
They don't
across the room.
Yes.
We really need to get a lot of talkies going to make this a little bit more plausible.
Yes.
So is that what Lady? I'm sorry, Trattoria.
Amoria.
No, the other one, the one that starts with the T. The
Tesla
Lady of the Night. Tesla. Is she waiting for someone to open the box?
Yeah. I mean, she just bought it. It hasn't left the vicinity yet. Once she bought it, there was a little bit of hoopla, and then that's when Lady Amoria started her threats.
Now I have a solution for everyone. I think everyone's going to love this. I can probably open the box. Let's just say I've been around a couple of blocks. And then, how about we settle this with an old-fashioned Jell-O fight? Jell-O wrestling match. What do you say? Lady Amoria? Lady Amoria? Come on. Come on. You look scrappy. And Lady Trattoria? Tristan? You look also athletic. You...
Lady Teslin blushes, but she does not want to get rid of the piece she just spent $70,000 for.
All right, well, I'm going to open it anyway, and you guys will figure it out, whether it's Jell-O wrestling, mud wrestling, arm wrestling. I'm sure you will find a wrestling that fits you. And can I try to open it in front of everyone?
Sure.
Can you get a bonus die for having already done it?
Yeah, I mean, you already opened one like this, so yeah, you can definitely do two.
He opened that one.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's still open. Or, well, yeah, you already did it once, so yeah, you can get a bonus die.
All right.
You failed this one. Up shit creek.
You open up the case with no issues, but Madame Teslin kind of stares at you and just kind of gives you a mean look. And any hope you had going to any of the brothels in the city is now completely gone.
No.
Chuckles is never getting laid again.
It's just going to be me and Uncle Frank. What was that guy's name again?
Your hand? Him?
No. Not Uncle. What was that guy's name?
The guy with
no
that face. Gives you the cat
yeah.
food?
Yeah, Uncle. I don't know. Frank. Maybe I just call him Uncle.
Uncle Frank Fingers?
No, that's his first name. It's Uncle. Okay.
Uncle Fat Fingers? Is that what you said?
Uncle Frank Fingers.
Uncle Frunkle.
You open the glass case and you take it out the fake. What do you do with it?
I hold it up over my head like Zelda or Link, I guess.
Ta-da!
Yeah. This is the lion.
Give under Squish's hat.
Yes, and.
Squish, underneath your hat, you go, hey, wait, that's not me.
Shh. Shh. And I just pat my head.
Is there a name for the lion just besides the lion? We're all calling it the lion.
Aruvian lion. It's just called an Aruvian lion.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but he doesn't go by a certain name?
No.
I'm calling him if Ruby. Told you.
All right.
Ruby?
Ruby's groovy.
And I hand it to the person with the gun.
Lady Amoria?
I mean...
She takes it. She looks it over. And slips it into her handbag very, very carefully, and she, shuts the clasp, and then she has the gun pointed still at you guys, and she makes her way over around the edge of the room, pointing her gun at people as they walk past. As she walks past them, her two guards, who are actually truth seekers in disguise, follow her as they head out the door.
Hmm.
Is everyone just sitting here watching?
We're just looking at each other, and I am at least a little buzzed. I'm a little buzzed from just sitting on the captain's head. not in character. I'm pretty sure we did not do this right. But in character, I am very confused as to whether or not we did this right enough.
Maybe?
She backs away. Enough?
I follow Amoria.
I mean, isn't the point of the game to kind of do it in unique ways and not the wrong
way?
Well, everyone's kind of following
Lady Amoria, guards and everything, as they back out the door. But as they open the door to the front of the manor, there is Turn Swallow. And he points at the lion that Lady Amoria has. She's not had in her purse. She's been holding it. She goes, "It's a fake."
All right. Well, while that's and then happening, passes out. We just throws I up. Squish runs out the back, the servant's entrance.
All right. Squish is gone beyond the servant's entrance. Captain.
And I look around and I'm like, "Where'd Squish go?"
I don't. And then I run in the same direction as Squish.
Are we all so running?
The three of you run out. Lady Amoria ignores the Turn Swallow, who's now just kind of passed out back in the yard. As you guys run down the street, you see the rest of the party guests streaming out of the house, yelling, screaming. They're trying to get the attention of the coppers. And you guys make it just to the end of the street when there's a giant explosion and the house goes up in smoke.
Oh, shit. Holy she was crap. Serious.
No.
Whoa. Good thing I got this bag of hair.
Hopefully nobody heard about how I am dead to the strippers or the brothels now.
Well, we don't know this who got out.
This was quite the adventure for the Nut Hunter Brigade.
The Nut Hunter Brigade.
Well, you guys got out of there.
That's true. We're not entirely sure we were successful, and I am not looking forward to meeting Baz again. But
we gotta take the lion back to the back to the home base and ask it questions.
Yes, we are gonna interrogate the piss out of this thing.
Well, that's a good stopping point for tonight, I think. Unless anybody else has anything they'd like to add.
Did everyone die in that party or just most of them?
Not us. Which is all that matters.
Most of the partygoers did escape. As
probably died.
Lady Turn Swallow left, yeah.
Watt was in the most fragile part of the house.
His balls. His balls.
Definitely not in the ballroom.
No.
Different. Let's see if Watt survived. We're just going to do...
Watt's going to come back for revenge.
So is Aladdin.
Oh. Watt survived.
Oh, my God!
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We don't know how, but he's coming back.
This is going to be a face he doesn't forget.
Yeah, no, yeah. He's coming for your nuts. Nut revenge.